mincha this afternoon is at 5 to 6, getting earlier this week. Rabbi say if you can make mincha during the week, it's very important because our boys are going back to school and we want to make sure that we continue to keep the mincha minyanim open. Mishnah tells us, we are in Mesachta Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnayos Yud Dalet and Tesvav. In a rather exciting twist, the Mishnah tells us, Yish b'masha niver b'yom ha'rishon tumah, v'sheni ein bo tumah. There are certain things that were created on the first day of creation. Thus the fact that we are learning this Mishnah immediately after we read Parshas Bereishis proves what, my dear Dr. Wenger? It's all connected. And so therefore, in the stream, why would this be the language of a Mishnah in Kelim, if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us a Mishnah Yom is hint? There are certain things that were created. Shamayim and Eretz were created. Sometimes you make a Kli Cheres out of earth. Well, you always make a Kli Cheres out of earth. But there is a Tumah that's able to come there. But there are things that are created on the second day. On the second day, things that were created, the Rakia, there's no Tumah in the Rakia. Bishlishi, there are things that were created on the third day of creation. And Yeshbo Tumah, there are things that could become a Tumah, a Tameh. We have things of tree that come from wood. Wood Kalim can become Tameh. Beravia on the fourth day of creation. Uvachamishian on the fifth day of creation. Ain Bahem Tumah. Those things can't become Tameh. Chutz miknafa os, except for the wing of an Azniyah. Where the Chazal came along and said that if you make kalim from it, people are going to get confused. Then they're going to assume that it's kalim that are made of animal bone, which does present a problem. And beitzas nimis hametzupo, or a plated namis egg, right, which came from an ostrich. And Chazal were concerned in that situation, since it was coated, people are going to be confused. And so therefore they were gozer tumah. Some Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, manishtana knafa oz mikol haknafayim. Why do we assume the wing of an oz versus the wing of all other animals? Why is this one any different? But anything that was created on the sixth day, whether it's animals, whether it's Adam, they all have the ability to convey a sense of tumah, and this presents its own challenges. If you make a receptacle, it creates tumah. If you make a bed or a seat, and whatever the situation is where you make it, tumah, right? Whether you made it to sit a little bit or a lot of bit, it doesn't matter. If you make a purse from hide or min hanir or from papyrus, so in these cases, tumah, it's going to be tumah. Harimon. When we talk about a pomegranate, or halon, or an egg, or an acorn, or a goz or walnut, shachakukum atinoko, salamu bohem esa'afar, right, where the children hollowed it out, because they want to use it to play with, to measure sand. Oshe eskinan lakaf maznaim, or they made it up into be a part of a scale. Tameh, sheish lem maisim, ein lem machshava. These things have actions. They don't have intent, because who formed them? Children. Children lack the ability to provide intent. But notwithstanding, the fact that it's been shaped in such a way creates a tumah for the particular item. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.